Praise the Lord.
Tinotenda Ishe.
Let's give God a healthy hand of praise.
Katitei Mwari chipo chakakora chekuombera.
Glory to God. Amen. I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I trust we're all happy to be in the house of the living God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Pastor Walter Chesa invited me for meetings that are going on in Kambuzuma.
Pastor Walter Chesa vakandikoka kumisangano irikuitwa Kambuzuma.
From tomorrow, but then I remembered the last time I was here, Brother Makwinya said to me, if Walter invites you.
Ma meetings ari kutanga mangwana asi ndazorangarira kuti pandaka mboparidza pano last time Brother Makwinya vakati kana Brother Walter vakakukoka ikuno.
You must know you are already invited here.
Unopa wango chibai mango ziva kuti pakarepo matokokawo zvakare kuEastern.
Praise the Lord. So I would like to appreciate the elders of the church.
Ndoda kuyemura vakuru vechurch.
I see some mighty soldiers standing here in front.
Ndikona mare huru dziri mire kuno mberi.
We have been together in jungles of Africa somewhere.
I can see Pastor Matimbe.
We were together in Mpumalanga. Yes, and Pastor Zoa. We met somewhere around in South Africa.
South Africa.
And all great men of God that are standing here in front.
May
the Lord richly bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So while we are standing, let's quickly open our Bibles. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 55.
Timire kudaro ngatikurumidzei kuvhura mabhuku edu kubhuku ra Isaiah 55.
I would like to bring a little sermon. I've been preaching it somewhere all around, but I never brought it over here.
Kamaridzo akadiga achiparidza kune dzimwe nzvimbo asina sana bakaparidza pano.
Okay, let's read from verse 8.
Isaiah 55:8.
The Bible says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
Nokuti ndangariro dzangu hadzisiso ndangariro dzenyu, nenzira dzenyu hadzisi nzira dzangu, ndizvo zvinotaura Jehovha.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts.
Nokuti denga sezva rakakwirira kupfuura nyika, saizvozvo nzira dzangu dzakakwirira kupfuura nzira dzenyu, nendangariro dzangu kupfuura ndangariro dzenyu.
For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may bring seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
Nokuti mvura nechando sezvazvinoburuka zvichibva kudenga, zvisingazodzokereko asi zvinodiridzira nyika, zvichiberekesa nokuitungisa maruva, ichipa mudyari mbeu nomudyi zvokudya.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it.
Ndizvo zvichaita shoko rangu rinobuda mumuromo mangu, harizokeri kwandiri risina, asi richaita zvandinoda richiendeka.
For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
Nokuti muchabuda nomufaro nokufambiswa norugare, makomo nezvikomo zvichaimba nomufaro pamberi penyu, miti yose yokudondo ichaukira.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Proverbs 18.
Zirawo 18.
Let's just read the two verses. I'll read verse 20 and verse 21. The Bible says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled.
Verses 21,
death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Rurume runo simba pamusoro porufu noupenyu, vanoruda vachadya zvibereko zvarwo.
Shall we bow our heads? Heavenly Father, we thank you. We are standing here tonight, my God, in your service. Father, we pray that you be with us, Master Divine. May you bring down the word that is prepared for this church tonight. Heavenly Father, take me and put me aside. I pray that, dear God, your spirit can move right through. Have your free course tonight, I pray. We shall be careful to give the glory, the praise, and honor back unto you. I pray, Heavenly Father, that when we go out, may the weak say, I am strong. May the poor say, I am rich. Father God, I pray, let the Spirit of God minister tonight. Put me aside. Take your gift and use it once more for your glory. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And the church of the living God shall say amen and amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
God, I send you passing.
Seeing that it's a Friday night,
we
don't need to take a long time. So we just want to speak for a very short time. I know that sometimes I'm a lengthy speaker. But I'll try to compress it as much as I can. And I trust that we are in church tonight. And we are here with one purpose. Purpose is to serve the Lord. It is to worship the Lord. It is for us to get into the spirit of what is going on. You can never receive anything from God until you get into the spirit of receiving something from God. Because God just doesn't give anything. He gives to them that believe. And if you believe, you will see the hand of God all the days of your life. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You don't even have to be in church to see God. During the course of the day, you should be seeing God every hour, every minute. And when you walk into these doors, the fire of God is boiling in you. And when we come together like that, we build one big ball of fire. The revival doesn't come by the preacher, but the revival comes by the people. And you are the people tonight. I believe we are in a revival. Glory to God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There must be nothing that will stop you from worshiping tonight. If you were waiting for a preacher, you are too late. Because tonight, I'm not going to be preaching. We are going to be preaching to one another. I will speak and you speak back. I will speak, you speak back. I will speak, you speak back. But I'll tell you what will be going on. It's not much about what I speak. It's what about he says. It's what about what God is saying tonight. I can never be on my own and try to do my own thing here. As long as you people believe. Because you will pull the preacher into the language which you believe. Hallelujah. So if there is a believer tonight, it's a night of worship. If there is a believer tonight, it's a night for celebration. If there is a believer tonight, it's a night of victory. If there is a believer tonight, it's a night of deliverance. Glory to God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm looking for something that is hindering your life. I'm looking for something that is holding you back. I'm looking for something that is standing on your way. And I say tonight, house of hell, give way. Because the church of the living God is coming tonight. And we are not pulling back the reins. We are going all the way. We are swinging our slingshots. We're
going
to hit the devil on the forehead. Because tonight is the night of victory. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are here to challenge. Before even the devil does anything, we are already challenging. Before the devil throws anything, we are already throwing. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
No retreat, no surrender. Hallelujah! Tonight is a night of warfare. And we are ready to attack. We have been called for that in the end time. And we are here to fight. We will fight. We will fight. We will fight. And fight. And fight. Until the devil is defeated. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't care for how long you were sick. I don't care for how long you have been lonely. I don't care for how long you have been suffering. My God answers prayer. Glory to God.
Amen.
My title tonight is Boomerang.
Boomerang. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. If you go to a dictionary, they say a
boomerang
is a flat, curved piece of wood used by Aborigines for hunting. It has a tendency of curving back to the owner when it hits the
target.
Okay, let me read the other one. It says, a curved flat piece of wood that can be thrown so that it will return to the thrower. Traditionally used by Australian Aborigines as a hunting weapon. So a boomerang is a flat piece of wood. But it is curved. And the curve has been designed with specific art. If you don't know the art, you can't make a boomerang. And then this was used by Australian Aborigines when they are hunting. So a hunter has got to know how to use a boomerang. And a true hunter has to know how to hold a boomerang. It's not just about holding it. You have to learn the art of how to throw a boomerang. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Because a boomerang has got a pedigree. Amen. That it has got to return to the thrower. A true boomerang, if it's in the hand of the master, and it's thrown according to the laws of how a boomerang is thrown, it must hit the target. But when it hits the target, it doesn't stay there. It makes a U-turn. It comes back to the thrower. Ah!
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
In other words, we don't waste weapons. We make one weapon. It's enough to kill 20. Because it hits the target, it comes back. Hits the target, come back. It's an abstract title deed. It must come back to the originator. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God.
Amen.
In other words, God has got a law. When he speaks the word, the word must come back to him. But God doesn't just speak. He speaks with a purpose. He knows how to hold it with a certain act. And when he releases the word, it goes to the target. It hits the target. The word comes back and say, I am back, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
God in the beginning, he said, let there be light. The word went forth. It started to look for light. It had to get light. And the Bible says, and there was light. In other words, mission accomplished.
Amen.
God stood on that invisible platform. And he said, let there be light. And he believed so much in his word. Such that he knew when I speak, something has got to happen. We have got to believe in the word of God in such a way that you know when you speak, something has got to happen. If you are a son of God, there is something that has been put in you. There is a gene of God. By the way, you were in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. And the lamb was slain in the mind of God. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
Amen.
When the lamb was slain, you were in the blood section of the lamb. So when the lamb was bleeding in the mind of God, it was you bleeding out of the lamb. You don't hear me. You were bleeding out of the lamb in the mind of God. In other words, your name cannot be blotted out because you were right in the genes of God. And you are part of that gene. You are the genes of God. You were always seed. That's why you could be quickened.
Amen. Amen.
Give me back Isaiah 55. But I explain exactly what I want to explain. Give me verse 9.
Verse 9.
Now, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Let's go to verse 10.
And the verse 10.
For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud. So now when the water comes down, it waters the earth. But what is the aim there? It is to make it bring forth and bud. Not only that, that it may give seed to the sower. In other words, the sower was holding seeds in his hands at one time. Then he threw the seeds away and the rain had to come down. Then they started budding. Then budding brought forth the seeds again. So that seed comes back to the sower. In other words, it's a cycle.
Amen.
Not only that, then and bread to the eater.
God doesn't run a business with a loss.
He just doesn't plant for the sake of planting. The bread must go back to the eater. Seed must go back to the sower. We came from God, we are going back to God. It is a complete cycle. That is a boomerang. When the word is spoken, it must hit the target and come back to the throne. If it is God speaking from this pulpit, through the lips of clay, through the lips of clay, your issue tonight, it must be addressed. And when we speak, it must not be vain words. It must hit the target. And the word must come back here and make an echo. We can feel the pull from here. And the Holy Spirit reports back to say, mission accomplished. Your daughter's prayer has been heard. The preacher is speaking according to the prayer of my son. If God speaks the word, and the word comes back to him. If God speaks the word, and the word comes back to him. The same thing with you. If you send a prayer to God, it must come back to you. Because you are the thrower. You threw a boomerang. It must hit the target. And the answer must come back. I don't believe in a dead prayer. I don't believe in a dead prayer. Your prayer must be answered. How long have you been praying? Why are you not being answered? Come on, church. The time and hour has come for you to receive the fruits. The seed must come back to the sower. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Amen. You spoke the word. You prayed. You told your heavenly Father. Where is your answer? Hallelujah. It must not sit in the pending tray. God is not a poor businessman who will keep a heap of things in a pending tray. As soon as you tell him, he must say, Michael, come here. My daughter is praying. Take this. Dispatch. 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 You must be receiving what you prayed for. Receive your blessing tonight. Receive your healing tonight. Receive your breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
I can already feel a boomerang, brother. I can already feel a boomerang, brother. Up the balcony. Receive your blessing. House of hell, give way. I challenge spirits, spirits from ancestors, leave the people in the name of Jesus Christ. We challenge you tonight. Come out of the people. Leave the people alone. It's a night of war. We are here to fight. Release the people. Leave the people. Leave the people. Leave the people. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have no power. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Time to worship God. Hallelujah. I can feel the presence of God right here. Something is already happening. It's a night of worship. Brother Matimba, I feel something moving right now.
The
Satan has got to go.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. From the message, Abraham's seed.
Abraham.
The prophet says here, notice,
Abraham,
he was just an ordinary man. Came down from the Tower of Babel with his father, and they settled down. It probably was up there in the land of China. Come up in the land of China, on down into the city of in the land of the Chaldeans. He was just an ordinary man. No saint. No God. He's just an ordinary man. Just an ordinary man. Nothing about him any different than anyone else. No more than there is you. Just an ordinary person. But God saw something in him. And he called him. God seen the same thing in every born again man and woman here. Now
Abraham
wasn't afraid to put his to work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you the same faith that he gave Abraham? He gives it to you freely. But there is a condition. He says, if you will use it. It doesn't help for God to let you have faith if you don't use it. It doesn't help for you to hold a boomerang but you don't know how to use it. This is God's boomerang. The word of the living God. If you don't know how to use it, you will try to hit brethren. If you don't know how to use the quotations, you will try to attack brethren. But the word of God was given to us to hit the enemy, and that's the devil. The devil is our enemy. He is our target. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our faith has got to work properly. If we don't know how to use faith, there's no reason for God to give us faith. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, you say I have a gun. It will shoot. It's a good true shooting gun. I hang it up on the wall. I say, yeah, oh sure. I got a gun. What do you do with it? It hangs on the wall.
It
says that's faith. People say, oh, I'm a Christian. Oh, I believe God can. But what do you do about it? He says, put it to work. Turn it loose. Do something with it. Get out and hand up the devil where he says, You must go and hunt. I'm going out to hunt.
What are you hunting?
I'm hunting
the devil.
Satan oganyanya kunyararisa mazwa ano.
He is too quiet these days.
Manyarira kaita Satan andisu mafari.
I know he's too quiet. I don't like that quietness. I'm hunting the devil.
Toita ukuvhima mazwa.
We have to hunt the devil.
No, something's wrong. We must go out and hunt. We are going out to hunt, my brother, tonight. Look for the problem that you have never even prayed for. I want you to make it a target tonight. You know what the Bible says? We receive not because we ask not. We are too nice. We are too much of Christians. We don't want to trouble God. Let me tell you something. God is looking for men who will say this kind of a problem here. I don't want to see it. Not in my family. This one I'm dealing with it now. And I want to see the answer now. It must be God. You know what we lack as the bride? We lack aggression. There must be holy indignation in us. To say not this kind of a thing here. This I kick out of my family. Until the demons will go. And tell the other demons. To say don't go there.
You would be disabled for nothing. You
will
die for nothing. Amen.
We are tired of being challenged by evil things. Day in, day night. Spirits being sent from our home. Spirits being sent from everywhere. And they come and attack you. And you begin to behave like exactly the people from your family. If all of them are not married, you're also not married. We need a different testimony. Things must turn around. We are tired of being laughed at by people who look at us and say, where is their God? They must see that our God is the Almighty God. He answers prayer. I don't want dry Christianity. There must be something moving every day for me to know that God is with me. I'm not a Jehovah's Witness. I believed in a God who is a God of mechanics and a God of dynamics, a God of the former rain and the latter rain falling in one season. The more rain, which is the teaching rain, connected with the dynamics in the end time. We are the bride. There are people under their prophet messenger who shall have the final voice in the final age. And we are the people tonight. We are the bride. We need aggression. We need to challenge the devil. Just 4 weeks ago, I have been called. There was a man mentally sick for more than 10 years. I got to the house, and then I spoke a little bit, opened the Bible, spoke a little bit, and this man was busy just doing whatever he was doing. Then I said, okay, we're going to pray for him. Prayed. I went to the room where he stayed. Everything was upside down. It was a total mess. Then I prayed in there. I took a spoken word. I slaughtered the spoken word between the mattress and the bed, where this man was sleeping. And then I went away. 3 weeks later, I was called. The man is as normal as you can be. He can now bath on his own, brush his teeth, shave properly. I've got the pictures here. If I show you, you'll think it's two different people. What was that? If we have faith in God, all things are possible. Bring back that word. Turn it loose. Do something with it. Get out and honor the devil. Where is, when the devil tells you, you're still hurting.
But
you say you are a liar. Pull a bead on him. Get him in the scope. Yeah. Pull a bead on him. Put it, you know, a scope is that thing which is like a microscopic thing on top of the gun.
Yeah.
So you put the devil right there. That thing will show you something like a cross. An old ragged cross. It will be telling you, this is the heart. If you want to hit the heart, if you want to hit the lung, you'll be seeing exactly where the bullet is going to go through. So you put the devil in the scope. Don't be afraid to pull the trigger. Of course, it will go off as sure as anything. Yes, sir. It will boomerang on him. So hold on.
Now, when it comes,
they don't hold on.
Stay there and hold on.
Put him in that scope. You pull the trigger. Come out. Boomerang. Cut up. Boomerang. Cut up. Boomerang.
Don't throw your tools down. Don't beat him like he's a
relative.
Hit without fear.
If you are challenging a demon which was running in your family, blast that demon until it disappears. Tell that devil to disintegrate. And tell it that I don't want you to come to my child and my child's child and my grand. You are gone. Why is that demon away in the name of Jesus? You have been given the power to challenge the enemy. The prophet of this age with his 0.22 rifle from 50 yards. That 75, Moto 75 Winchester rifle. He would shoot, hitting the bull's eye. Nine bullets going through the same hole.
My bullets nine, I should not pinda ese paziso.
Ewa. Kuziya kuti kana ndaka ibata ndaka dai futi.
If I'm holding the gun like
there
this,
is nothing else that should happen.
Hapana chimwe chinofanira kuitika.
If I pulled the first trigger kana and the bullet went that way, the next one must still go the very same way.
Kana ndafuna nebara rekutanga rikaenda.
The same prayer you prayed challenging your head death is the same prayer must challenge HIV tonight.
HIV.
We don't need any other special prayer. The same prayer you prayed, my brother. We challenge the devil tonight. And you will receive the result tonight. You don't even need the laying of hands. Right now, as we speak, begin to challenge your condition. If you are sick tonight, tell the devil it's over. It's a boomerang tonight. And I'm receiving my result tonight. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Somebody is receiving somewhere. You are receiving overcoming power. You are receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Adoption time. You must be positionally placed as a son or daughter of God. Speak the word and go forth. Fear not, little flock. It is the Father's goodwill to give you the kingdom. It's the time for the bride to attack. Speak the word and go forth. Fear nothing. And there, we are not given unto the spirit of fear, but we are given unto the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father. The devil has got to fall tonight. Turn upside down. Devils have got to turn upside down. Whatever has been holding you, the chains are broken tonight. We speak the word. You must be free. You must be free. You must be free tonight. You are healed in the name of Jesus
Christ.
I challenge asthma in the name of Jesus Christ. I challenge sugar diabetes. I challenge high blood pressure in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
You must be healed. When you have prayed correctly, there is no two ways for you not to receive. The Bible says when you pray, don't pray like Pharisees.
We'll
have to pray by the crossroads. He says, you know what? Go into the inner chambers and get into your closet. And you pray there. He says, your father, whom you ask in private, will reward you in public. They are basic principles of the Bible. But sometimes that's why we don't receive things. It's how we do it. The problem is not the boomerang itself. It's how we throw it. The problem is not the spoken word. It's how we throw it. The problem is not the Bible. It's how we throw it. The problem is us. The problem is not the weapon. God's weapon cannot fail. The word of God cannot be defeated. It can defeat the enemy anywhere, anytime, under any condition, in any place at any given time. This word we were given is to fortify us. That's what we use day and night. If you read Psalms 91, you will see that God is our refuge in times of trouble. He is always there for you and me. You are not forsaken. Why do you cry? God hates people who cry. He says, speak the word. Moses was told, why do you cry? Speak the word. Why do you cry? Speak. The reason why we don't receive as the bride, we don't speak the word. I want you to speak tonight. There must be a boomerang. Tell the devil to go. Tell your challenge to leave. Because there is power in this word to defeat the enemy. Glory to God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to close just now.
Brother
Branham talks about... Okay, maybe let me ask this. In questions and answers 57:1006, where the prophet says, I never thought of that. Here some time ago, loading a rifle shell. I never thought of that. I hope you're
going
to get it. You know, he says,
Manut.
Yes, I never thought of that. Here some time ago, loading a rifle shell. I had a .22 rifle.
It's
a
.220
Swift.
.22 Swift.
And you, rifling brethren, you rifling brothers in here, no. The little bullet, it's a 48 grain bullet, just about that long, regular 0.22 bullet. It's loaded almost on a chamber powder of 0.3 to 0.6. Okay, now The factory only loads that to about 4,400 feet per second. All right.
144 feet per second.
But you can put enough load it yourself. Yes, and you can put it up to 5,000 feet per second.
5,000 feet per second.
And otherwise, if you was shooting, we were shooting the other day at 200 yards. And the bullet would hit. And the dust would fly before the gun would ever echo. That's how fast it is.
But
before
you hear the sound of the gun, you see the dust. Then you hear the sound of the gun.
It's too late, the damage. When you hear that sound, the bullet has gone through the animal and went out. He says, he hit it's called a groundhog, I think. He hit that animal. That animal did not even know what happened. He didn't even know it was shot. It was still standing. After some time, when the sound of the gun had already gone, and all that, that's when he started realizing something's wrong. Because that bullet was so fast. That's how fast we want to hit your problem
tonight.
Like, give me back that. Then you take a toothpick. You know, the flat part on the toothpick. And reach down in your powder and get that thing full of powder. What just about powder? 4 or 5 little grains.
What is that? 4 or 5.
And lay it on top of there. And then put your bullet in there. Stand here. And you got a bullet in your hand in a second. And shoot it out there at the ground. At the groundhog. Yes, setting 200 feet from you. And the groundhog never even moved.
You think I missed?
That's the kind of prayer you're
going to
do right here. In the quietness of things like this, you'll be thinking nothing has happened. When you get home, you see that tumor is gone. The bullet turns back to its original condition. Back to gases. Here is a bullet that's copper and lead mixed together. And one split of a second. is back till you will never find it again. Boomerang. But so, it went back like it was 100 billion years ago. Back to gases. Those gases have to form and come back into copper and into lead and so forth like that.
Mabara adzokera kuita lead ne copper kana kuita unga zvakare.
Those gases has to settle.
Unga uyu wozogadzikana.
Now there you are. That's the way we are here. We come from a higher being. In the beginning, we were in the image of God. The veil and the darkness keeps us from knowing it now. But Jesus told his disciples, he was with them before the foundation of the world. We were. You can't know it now, but you was in the beginning. And if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already waiting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Oh my. And then we move into the theophany. What we once lived. So we can eat and shake hands and souls under the altar cry. How long, Lord? Brother, sister, one of these days, brother. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we shall be changed. And let me tell you, we came from God. We are going back to God. It's a total cycle. It's a boomerang. We move into a holy convocation. After this edge, brother, there is no edge coming, brother. We are in the bright edge. We are sons and daughters of God. We are going back to, from to where we came from. So don't let the devil trample over you. The power is in you. You must hit the target tonight. Hit the HIV in the name of Jesus. Hit your chest pain in the name of Jesus. Hit your, the spirit of poverty in the name of Jesus. I challenge your enemy tonight. I really mean it. I mean it right now. As we speak, things must happen right here. Because the God we talk about is here. God is here. He is not somewhere, brother. He is right here. Your condition can be over. Even the operation they want to do on you is not going to be done. If you believe in God, because the situation will be solved right here. Receive your healing, sister. Receive your healing right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Receive your victory. Receive your victory. Receive your victory. Receive your house. Receive your stand.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody is receiving somewhere.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. You can be free tonight. 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 I said you can be free. Glory to God. Somebody is being healed upstairs. Somebody is being healed downstairs. Somebody is receiving the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. You have been praying for the Holy Ghost. The day has come. You can receive it. 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 Right here. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Amen.
There must be a boomerang tonight. There must be a boomerang. Let me tell you, your rent will be paid by someone you don't know. In the name of Jesus Christ. God is able. God is able to deal with your situation, your business,
business
can rise again. Can rise again. Claim it in the name of Jesus. This is your time. This is the hour. This is the day. We are here to claim everything in the name of Jesus Christ. Your marriage has got to be sorted. It has got to be restored. Your marriage must be restored. Your marriage must be fixed. Hallelujah! Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody has got to receive here. Receive your marriage. Receive your wedding. In the name of Jesus Christ. I challenge spiritual husbands. In the name of Jesus, leave the people right now, tonight, in the name of Jesus. You are free. 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 Whoever the Son of Man set free is free indeed. Is free indeed. Is free indeed. Is free indeed. Boomerang.
Boomerang.
Hallelujah.
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 You can take your position tonight. You can take your position tonight. Begin to pull the trigger. You can pray to God and tell your heavenly Father that tonight is my night of deliverance. It is my night of receiving. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Musicians, take your place. Glory to God.
Amen.
He's here tonight. 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 God is here, my brother. God is here, my sister. This is your night. This is your day. Receive your blessing tonight. Make it tonight you receive your breakthrough. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, we love you, Lord. Father, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hear the prayer of your people tonight, my God. Amen. Yes. I would like to ask the ministers that are standing in front just to pray for the people kneeling on the altar. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be prayerful where you are. Be prayerful where you are. Well, listen, the ministers and brothers here, pastors, are praying for this in front here. Be prayerful there. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Baba Mzitara Jesu, we pray, Father, Lord Jesus. Thank you.